Hi there. Welcome to MR Explorer. I'm Zeke Johnson, your host. Today, we're going to talk about transformation. Mainly, what I want to cover is what transformation is and what transformation isn't. Some of you might know my role with Zappy Store is actually called customer transformation. And in the past few months of having this role and in my previous experience at Microsoft, I've been noticing the tendency for companies to think of transformation as not necessarily something that will be simple, but probably not quite understanding the extent to which transforming the way that we do work in the market research industry, what it's going to actually take. So let me first take a look at what some seem to think transformation is. The get-go is transformation seems to elicit this idea that we need to change all of our vendors from the client side. So that can mean going with smaller companies, going with boutique research firms, those smaller research firms that have fewer people, which sometimes tends to mean that they can work a little bit faster, they're a little bit more flexible. And I think the idea is that transforming from previous ways of doing market research to more modern ways of doing market research means becoming more flexible. And by nature, more flexibility seems to lend itself to smaller company being your partner in market research. Generally speaking, that also ends up meaning more flexibility equals technology and introducing new technology vendors, or even technology vendors, period. So choosing a different sample provider, choosing an automated market research system like a Zappy platform to be able to do research faster, better, cheaper, etc. You'll note that so far everything about this transformation definition is external, right? We're looking at new vendors, we're looking at new technologies. What we're not looking at, though, is the way that we're currently doing things internally and how our internal processes might need to change and often absolutely do need to change in order for that transformation to actually happen. So, for example, let's say you bring in a new technology, bring in a new platform, but you're still working with your stakeholders in a very reactive sort of way. Let's say your transformation goal is to work faster and cheaper so that you have more time to be more strategic. More strategic means having more time ahead of a project to be able to think through what is the correct methodology, what is the correct set of research questions that need to be asked, what teams need to be involved, what research has already been conducted. That can't happen if you are still stuck in what Zappy has termed research briefs mode, which is sitting with a stakeholder after the stakeholder has already identified what they think their business problems are, and suddenly stakeholder says, research team, I need you to go do this type of research. I need it done in the next 4 weeks. If you can get it done, that'd be great, and please don't let it cost too much. That's very reactive, right? That doesn't really allow for time to sit with a stakeholder and say, hold on, back up, what is the actual business question you need to have defined? What is the outcome that you're looking for? What are the hypotheses that you have going into this? What is the audience that we need to look at? Let's look at some options in terms of methodology or in terms of what we already have and how we can fill in the blanks. It doesn't allow for any of that because it's just the research brief hits your desk and suddenly it's time to go, and it's time to go quickly because now you have to go figure out who your vendors are going to be, who can do it in the time frame, and also at a low cost to be able to move forward. That's one part of an internal process that does not lend itself to just using a new piece of technology very well. Another part of that of an internal process can be the way that your team is organized, the way that your team is structured, and the way that you are giving your team accolades. What is it that they are rewarded for. If your reward structure is based around how many projects can be completed within a certain time frame, that's not transforming the way that you're doing research. If your reward structure is just continuing with the status quo and making sure that your customers are as happy tomorrow as they are today, that also doesn't necessarily mean that you're challenging the status quo or that you're transforming anything or encouraging even using new technologies. If your reward structure is such that you reward the very safe risks, which we can argue whether or not that's truly a risk in the end, but those really safe tests that let you go and do something slightly different, maybe not drastically different, but slightly different, just to try something a little bit different, that's not rewarding. That's not rewarding transformative behavior either. Transformative behavior is, and transformation is, taking a look internally and externally. In fact, I would suggest that transformation starts internally. It doesn't start with looking at who your vendors are. It doesn't start with looking at what your technology is. It starts with looking at what your current behaviors within your organization, your research team, are today. Does your team work with their stakeholders in a very reactive fashion? Are they constantly taking orders and then just moving forward with them? Do they have the time and the space and the relationships with their stakeholders to be able to push back and say, I don't think that's exactly the right way for us to go down this research path? Or to even say, what is the uber question that is trying to be asked here? Are we really just trying to, let's say that the innovation is the topic of the day, that the team is trying to do innovation research. Is it really innovation, or are we just modifying existing products a little bit, which, truth be told, probably isn't real innovation? Does your team have time to have those conversations? Does your team have the resources and the backing that they need from their management to have those conversations? And more than that, does your team have the time to invest in making those relationships so that those with the stakeholders, so that those particular types of conversations can happen in the first place? Now let's look at your structure. Is your team set up in a way that collaboration is easy? Is your team set up in a way that it's easy for them to figure out what other teams around them are doing, what their peers are doing, what their peers are working on, what stakeholders their peers have? Or is everyone pretty siloed and having to get up and figure out what other teams are doing can be a pain? Is your internal structure set up so that everyone is holding on to their research documents and their research reports until they are 100% polished and ready to be released to the external recipients? Because if that's the case, then you are in a situation where research knowledge is being blocked from everyone else, and you might as well be working in a silo because you're not lifting collaboration. Collaboration is, by its very nature, not 100% polished products being put together at the very end. It has to start at the beginning. It has to start with business questions and with figuring out what research has already been done and things that are in draft mode so that everyone can collaborate and pitch in and throw everything in, and then from there start to figure out what the story is and what the research needs to be that goes on. Is your team structured in a way that collaboration is made easy, or is it structured in a way that collaborating to that extent is difficult? Is your team structured in a way that reaching out to other research teams perhaps is difficult or is made easy as well? This includes data science. This includes business analysts that might not necessarily be part of a quote market research insights team. If it's difficult for them to make those connections across the bridges to other organizations that should be able to partner because they also have data, they also have business questions that are being asked of them. But if your structure and your organization makes it so that reaching out to those people is difficult or worse, is frowned upon, then you're not going to be able to transform very much either. because transformation for the research industry really means changing the way that we are currently working, right? And the way that so many are currently working is being order takers, is being in a silo, is just working on one project after another and trying to keep your head afloat so that you can make sure that the projects are being landed in time and in budget, if not under budget. When we talk about transformation, we're talking about actually changing the way that we work so that we can work smarter and be more strategic. That is the general description of what the outcome is for most organizations looking to transform, and I put that in quotes, transform their market research function. We're even talking about changing the way that it's described, right? We're saying market research isn't quite as, or at least I've heard, discussions of market research as a term is not as respected as data science, is not as respected as business analytics, is not respected as saying that you are delivering insights. But it's difficult to deliver insights when your organization is structured and when your processes are structured and when your reward centers are structured such that what is happening is just quick turn on research projects to try to get things out the door as quickly as possible. Now you can tell that I get very animated about this and very passionate about this, and it's for a reason. It's because I think too many people are stuck doing transformation, just trying to fix things and change things in terms of who they're working with and not how they are working. If you really want to transform research organizations, if you really want to move to a modern market research methodology, which is taking that time to step back, figure out what's been done, figure out what intelligence and research you've already have so that you can collaborate with other people to pull together a better story, to move from being reactive to being predictive with your analytics, to being predictive with your information, to becoming smarter over time so that now your insights team, your research team has a seat at the strategy table instead of being the person who is like the last line of defense in terms of someone who is just there to make a check mark on the strategy decisions that have already been made. If you're looking to change that, you need to start by looking inwards. You need to start and understand that you are going to need to change not only how your research team operates, but how they interact with their stakeholders, how they interact with, let's say, marketing or branding or even a creative department or a product department. They're going to need to change the way that they work internally. And from there, you will start to find the partners that will make sense for you to work with externally. But if you don't do that work internally, transformation doesn't happen. All you're trying to do is do the same thing with different people. I would love to see this discussion continue on LinkedIn, on Twitter, because I think we can all agree that the way that market research has been done in the past is no longer serving our purposes for the future. When you have more modeling available to be able to be more predictive in the future, but you're still looking backwards all the time, that's not where we need to be. Market research as a function is being requested and being demanded to be faster, cheaper, and more insightful, more strategic. We can't do that by doing what we've always been doing. We have to change what we've been doing. We have to change how we've been working. That change takes time. That change is difficult. But ultimately, it's required if we're going to continue as a function in many companies. Of course, that is very much my opinion, but it is based on things that I have seen in the past few months and things that I have seen during my career. I was thinking earlier today about the way that that the research industry moved towards mobile, but it didn't go very quickly because we were, you know, it's research. We wanted to be 100% certain that we were going to have the right outcomes, that we were going to have similar outcomes to what we had before from paper surveys or from telephone surveys. We can't afford that time anymore. We are in an era where we can do so much more, so much faster, but we have to loosen, maybe not loosen, but change the internal structures that we have, the internal processes that we have, in order for us to be able to allow employees, to allow research professionals to make those changes. Again, I would love to see more of this conversation from those of you who are in the trenches, who are being asked to do things differently. What challenges are you coming across? What things are you seeing that are impeding your ability as a market research professional to change the way that you work? How are you seeing your organization bring in new vendors but not necessarily change the internal processes and procedures and reward structures that need to be addressed? Or perhaps you find that just changing vendors really does make a difference. Maybe just changing vendors ends up being the thing that needed to happen. I'm very curious to hear your transformation stories, good and difficult. Reach out on LinkedIn, reach out on Twitter at ZONTZIRY. I would love to hear from you and hope to talk again soon.